the ladies used to come in and do a coffee morning. Well, I used to get the lounge ready for them, make sure it was all tidy, everything, get everything ready. But after a couple of years, I thought I'd start sitting in with them, sitting at the back of the room and listening to the stories, because they were lovely, friendly people. And I was listening to the stories, and it started me thinking about Jesus for a little bit, but I didn't do anything about it. I just kept listening to the stories. And then Linda Beale came in after a while, after a couple of years, and I started speaking to her. And I felt like going to church. I used to watch Songs of Praise on TV, and I thought, well, I'd like to go back to church.
So had you been to church in the past?
I'd been to church in my earlier years with my mother, and I'm going back to my childhood. But I thought I would like it to be a lively church, not the ordinary Anglican sort of thing, if I can say that. Anyway, I did think about things, and I had a chat with Linda. She was the youngest one there at the time, and she told me about Meadowhead Christian Fellowship, which I'd never heard of, even with the ladies doing the coffee morning. I thought they came from the Women's Institute or somewhere. But Linda told me about the church. I just kept thinking about it, and then I retired a couple of years later when I was 67. And unfortunately, I had a motorbike accident. I was knocked off my bike. I was unconscious, and I came round in the back of an ambulance. And I came out, and I wasn't hospitalised or anything. And I thought to myself, well, everything just went pitch black. There was nothing there. And I thought, there should be something more than this. And I went back to Linda, because I was attending the coffee mornings as a guest, just as an ordinary guest at that time. So I went back to Linda, and I asked her, I think I'm going to start coming to church now. I really want to come, because something was beginning to move, and I really felt this urge to come to church. And she said, well, God seems to be speaking to you. It's helping you to make a decision.
What made you so convinced that there must be something else there? Because you talk about the pitch blackness. You were presumably, with hindsight, expecting something else. For some people, that might have just been the reassurance for them that actually that was it. There was nothing else to have. No.
I think I expected pain or something like that, you know, or just seeing stars, but there was absolutely nothing. So I spoke to Linda anyway, and I went to church. I walked through the doors, but Linda wasn't there. She'd gone on holiday. But it was a really wonderful feeling in this church at Meadowhead Christian Fellowship. It was a really brilliant experience. And I knew within a week or so that I wanted this to be my church, and I carried on going. And one day, there was Jeff Williams was giving a talk on the Holy Spirit, and I felt something so powerful within me. And like Linda, I would never go out into the front of a congregation and speak, or anything at all. But I just found myself with Jeff Williams. He was a lovely preacher, and he blessed me, and I knew then that I wanted to become a Christian and be baptised.